T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Rob and Holly Show podcast.
We knew it was a monster, but then it was a monster.
A monster.
We're talking about not the under your bed monsters. We're talking about the song. Song. I mean,
talking about massive hit songs. Yes.
Oh, never say never, huh? It's wild. It's like, I'm used to climbing the walls, just, you know, trying to just work my way to the top. And this song, it just grew a set of wings itself, and it just did it. And I'm so appreciative to Cole and to, I mean, I'm pretty much speechless about this one.
And now we got a new song to look forward to.
Yes.
Thank you.
Heart Like a Truck. I think we actually heard this one before a lot of people got to hear it. I believe you played it in Nashville when we were there.
You did. For
those who are just joining us or just learning about Lainey Wilson, tell us about the brand new song, Heart Like a Truck.
Heart Like a Truck is semi-autobiographical, I guess you could say. We've all been there. We've all been through things in life, but it's not even about where I've been. It's more importantly about where I'm going. And it's about finding freedom and strength. It's about not being afraid of the scratches and the scars along the way. It's about embracing those things, because at the end of the day, that makes you you, and nobody can be you. So if I'm willing to bet, there's a lot of people who have a heart like a truck.
Yeah.
I agree. You know what's funny though? I was like, why? Lainey's got so many good songs off of her last album. I had to really think. My wheels were turning slow.
Why not other singles?
Why isn't she giving us these other songs to go on the radio? And then I'm like, oh, she must be doing another album. Is that a thing?
That is a thing.
Oh man, I got so smart.
Girl, you smart. You so smart. We recorded the last record in February of 2019. So that part of my life, like those songs are written in 16, 17, and 18. And so I'm a completely different person. I've lived a lot more life. I've got a lot more to say. And so I just felt like, you know what, like if I'm going to continue to stay true to me and myself with the music that I put out, then I need to release some of these songs that kind of tell my story right now.
And I think one of the ones, can we expect, and I'm going to get the title wrong, Two Houses, Same House.
Two story house.
It's not going to be
on the record, but you can find it's already like out. We just kind of released it like separately. It's a song about my sister. We grew up in the same bedroom, shared the same clothes, got the same mama and daddy, I think. And it's just so crazy how you can grow up so close to, but end up being so different. I mean, she's an accountant with two babies and a dog. Here I am hanging out with y'all.
I love it.
Is there you said basically the last 3 or 4 years have kind of been a whirlwind, and you're a different person than you were then. What's something in the last 2 or 3 years that you got to experience that you were able to recognize was like, you never in the world thought that this would be happening?
Yeah.
I mean, you've probably had a lot of those moments.
Like, what's at the top of the list?
I feel like, oh my gosh.
What sticks out the most to you right now?
When I think about like a moment for me that I was that really shocked me, because at the end of the day, like a lot of the things that are happening I can't believe they're happening, because for the longest time I was the only one who didn't believe they were happening. There were so many people like, it ain't happening. I'm like, yeah, it is. But I think it was probably winning Song of the Year with Things a Man Ought to Know for ACMs. That was a moment for me that I was like, you know, being nominated for things, or like New Female Artist of the Year, being nominated for Song of the Year is incredible. But actually, like, taking home that award as a songwriter is, in my opinion, one of the most like prestigious awards, because before I was an artist, I was a writer, and yeah, I always take pride in my writing. And that just goes to show me that if I just keep on writing what I know and putting it on paper, then that's all I can do. And people are going to be able to relate to that.
I want to talk about your songwriting too. Who are you loving? Cause you're, I know you go, who did you just write a song for? Someone was telling me about it, and they're like, yeah, Lainey Wilson wrote that. And I'm like, oh my God, really?
Was it Thompson Square?
Yes, that's who it was. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So who do you love to write with?
Yeah. There's so many people I love to write with. Like the artist that I love to write with, Hardy. I think Hardy is just an incredible songwriter. And I love that he also was a songwriter before he was an artist. He just knows what he's doing. He knows how to say it in a way that is relatable and people can connect to it. Two of my favorite writers here in town that are just songwriters are Dallas Wilson and Tranny Anderson. We like to call ourselves the Heart Wranglers. Like we take little retreats and stuff together, and they just become two of my best friends. I mean, when you write hundreds of songs with people, then you really start getting to know them. Mm-hmm. And you almost start knowing how they would say things. And so then you all get on the same page, and then you just run with it. So there's so many people that I don't have like this certain like writing clique. Like, right. I feel like here in Nashville, there's like certain little cliques of writing groups. And I really kind of have like random people from each writing group.
Okay.
I think that's probably a good way to do it. You're not putting all your eggs in one basket.
That's
hanging
right.
out over here, hanging out over
that's
here.
Right. That's right.
Everybody has something to contribute, right?
That's it. Yes.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's so fun. When we saw you at Tortuga, I was like, Lainey is a performer. Like, you are an entertainer. So if anyone's watching this, please go see Lainey live. Are you touring with again this summer?
It's John Party. Party. Yeah. John Party. And then Luke Combs. We've got some Morgan Wallen dates. We're going to be everywhere. So yes, we are coming to a town near you.
Yeah. And this is the time. A lot of times you're like, oh, you come for the headliner, right? You come for Lainey Wilson, get your beer early and make sure you're right there. Cause I was like, oh my God, so good. I was so entertained. So thank you
so much.
Thank you for good music.
I have like an alter ego. I don't know what my alter ego name would be, but.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Like when you get on stage, do you feel different? Cause
I still feel like me, but I feel like me on steroids.
Yeah, there's a whole new energy when you, yes. And you already have great energy, but when you're out on stage, it's like,
wow,
that's how I felt. I was like, what?
I'm like, honestly, I'm bound and determined. Like, these people, I know they didn't come here for me, but they're going to remember me.
Yeah. Well, that happened in like one of our like guitar pools. Everybody still talks about, they're like, Lainey Wilson, that girl, they're like, I loved her. And I was like, I know, I love her too. It's so great. So we just have lots of compliments for you. Thank you.
I need this.
No more questions, just compliments.
Thank you. I'll take it.
All right, Lainey, congrats on everything.
It's always good seeing y'all.
All right, right. Pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Y'all.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app, AUDACY.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.